All right, welcome back to this week's edition of the Fast Five. It's August 17th, 2018. It's a big week for us here at OmniTalk. You know, for those of you that have been with us for, you know, over a year now, you'll know that this is actually the week, and yesterday specifically was the 31st anniversary of my father's passing on a plane crash. And he's a lot of the inspiration for what we do here at OmniTalk. He died when he was only 38 years old, and I said to myself, you know what, I want to, now that I'm in my 40s, I want to make sure I'm doing those things that I'm passionate about every day. So I dedicate this edition of the Fast Five to him, as well as to all of you loyal OmniTalk fans and subscribers out there. Thank you for sticking with us and allowing us all to follow our passions. All right, let's get right to it. Number one, I think this is the biggest story of the week. Kroger has announced that it's going to put its own products on Tmall. It has plans to put its Simple Truth brand, which I didn't know this, but it's actually reported to be the largest natural and organic brand in the entire United States. It sells roughly $2 billion in product a year. Now, I think more retailers should take a hard look at this and put their products on Tmall. And there's a few reasons why. Number one, the Chinese market is huge. Number two, putting your product on an e-commerce website marketplace like this B2C Tmall that Alibaba offers is super easy to do. Number three, it shouldn't be distracting to any retailer's mainline business. Chinese operations can exist wholly separate from anything they're doing in the United States. Number four, it allows for new economies of scale. If you think about it, a lot of retailers already produce products in China. So the fact that you can deliver them to the Chinese market should give you additional revenue and lower your expense line from a single point of production. And number five, it's just a great experiment because you might be able to replicate it over and over again. Say a retailer understands and learns how to set up business in China on a Chinese marketplace. Well, I have to think that those same lessons could be applied to, say, India or Latin America. And then lastly, there's literally zero risk to making this attempt. If it doesn't work, what's the worst thing that happens? Failure? That's no big deal. It'll have no impact on your business in America, no impact on a retailer's brand in America. So it's really a no-risk maneuver with a ton of upside. Okay, story number two. Walmart this week released its latest quarterly earnings report, and they blew away expectations. The stock yesterday closed up over 9%. U.S. comp sales blew expectations of the water, up over 4% against expectations of a positive 2%. But here was the really big number. E-commerce sales were up 40% over the year before. Now, should we be ready to get on that Walmart bandwagon? Lots of people are. Not yet here at OmniTalk. I think there's something oddly coincidental about this latest earnings report from Walmart. It's interesting that they said they were going to drive e-commerce sales up 40% over the year before for the entire year. And yet they hit that number right on the dot. And then if you also look, their margin line also took a hit. Now they claim it's due to increases in pricing and transportation costs and things of that nature. But that's a line where it's really hard to understand what's going on. So I find it oddly coincidental that that line is moving in that direction. At the same time, they're exactly hitting their mark on their targets for e-commerce growth. Had they been higher, maybe I'd think a little bit differently. So from my perspective, it's a little too early to get a read on Walmart, and I'm not quite ready to jump on the bandwagon yet. All right, story number three. Sainsbury has announced that they're going to do a checkout-free experience a la Amazon Go in London. That's right, in their Clapham North store, one of my favorite stores to actually try and say on camera, they're going to allow consumers to download an app, come in, and purchase £3 meals, not dollar meals, to take home with them with an entirely checkout-free experience. They don't have to go through the checkout to pay for the meals. It's just another example of another retailer, this one not in the United States, this one again outside the United States. We've seen it in China. We're going to see more of it in the United States. So keep your eye on this, guys, because it's going to happen really fast. All right, number four. This one snuck up on us late Thursday night. I don't know if you saw this, but the Chicago Tribune is reporting that Google is going to open its first store. There are reports that Google is going to open its store in the Fulton Market area of Chicago. The store is going to carry all of Google's signature products. So think things like Google Home and possibly thermostats, Nest thermostats, things like that. Now, here we here at OmniTalk, we might want to think this is cool, but in reality, we think this is Seth Green, can't hardly wait. Lame! Come on, Google. You're just going to showcase your own products. There's so much more you could be doing. In fact, I wrote a post about this very fact for Forbes. Google, if it chooses to, could actually be one of the leading retailers over the next 10 to 20 years. It's just all in their determination of whether or not they want to go after it. So be sure to check out the link in the description below to read that over the weekend as well. All right, the last story. This comes to us from the desk of Kohl's. Kohl's has said that they're going to allow Amazon returns in 21 additional stores, which will bring the total number of stores in which they allow Amazon returns up to about 100 stores. We like this move a lot. Goes right with the, hey, if you can't beat them, you might as well join Amazon motif. But at the same time, we think Kohl's should look at how to do this even better. If it was us, Kohl's, and you're listening, and hopefully you are, because I'm sure that you are, I mean, who doesn't listen to OmniTalk? We would do it this way. We would study the behavior of the returns and the people that are coming in. We try to understand, when are the hours that they're coming in? Are they coming in before work? Are they coming in after work? Let's say they're coming in on their way home from work between the hours of 5 and 6. That's fantastic. But instead of just allowing that activity to happen and then to try to sell product as people are coming in using your traditional methods, why don't you bring some deal fever back into that period of time? Make that signature hour a period of time where people know they can come into the store, return product, and get something that's totally unexpected. And why don't you supercharge it with technology too? Why don't you take a page from like HQ's book and do something that's live streaming and mobily engaged? You could do it both in the store and possibly with people even outside the store during that specific hour. You, Kohl's, could own that people's hour in people's lives. All right, that about wraps us up. Be sure, as always, to stay tuned for our After the Five, where Carter and Ann will join me to discuss the news of the week in even further detail. Be sure to check out all of my latest content on Forbes.com. And as always, be careful out there.